Yeah, the first location, also the farthest north location of the In-N-Out franchise from California. Now, you said 13 hours. I can guarantee you don't have to wait 13 hours if you come here. The line right now, this is the line to get in. The line right now is pretty wrapped around, but how long did you guys have to wait to get to this point?
Like 40 minutes.
45 minutes, 40 minutes, somewhere around there.
Jeff, they have opened an In-N-Out burger in Washington State.
Okay.
And people were in line. Overnight.
Overnight.
Yeah.
For a fast food burger.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But they were, and they talked to him here in this story.
Oh, thank God.
And I brought it to you in the show today because I knew you would hate every second of this.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you do that to the people you care for just to get a reaction out of them, you know.
Said about another 20. To get inside, once you get inside. So the line is long, the drive-thru's long, but it's not as bad as I think we've seen some other grand openings of In-N-Out go.
One, two,
three.
Woo!
By mid-morning, Washington State's first In-N-Out restaurant was officially open.
I feel great. Yeah, it's I think I was like number three in order to get food, but well, yeah, it feels amazing.
Whoopty fucking do. You know, have you ever ate at an In-N-Out burger?
No, I don't go to the West. You know, I don't go to the Left Coast.
I've been to the Left Coast.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I ate at an In-N-Out burger, and it's just a fucking, I don't get it. I don't know what. It was a fast food burger and fries and drink.
Yep, I understand.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Have you ever had Five Guys?
Oh, yeah. I do like Five Guys, but I can't afford it. I mean, there's already three mortgages on this house. Have to call my banker every time I want to go to Five Guys.
I don't understand that because I thought you were a millionaire.
I know.
No,
I do like Five Guys.
I'd like to try Five Guys, but I want to start with two and see if I like it.
Yeah.
And
then, you know. You'll like it.
Oh, get up.
I can tell
Jeff.
By them farts you've been dropping. You're going to like
that
it.
That is a virgin ass, my friend. Doctor's finger, and that's it, buddy.
Finally, you know, have In-N-Out closer to home.
Hours before, lines of people waited overnight.
Overnight, Jeff.
Why?
They slept in their cars. Y'all mad, Jeff? And that's why I brought it in, because I knew you would be so mad.
I got here.
Go ahead.
Listen to this jerk off. Listen to him.
Here about 8:16 last night.
Some even coming from as far as Seattle to get their fix of a double-double and animal-style fries.
I've never been.
Animal-style is you got to eat them from behind.
You gotta bend over and lick your own ass while you're fucking eating the burger.
If I could do that, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Double, double. I
animal fries, Jeff. Animal style. It smells like roadkill and canola oil.
I'm doing In-N-Out grand opening, and it's the only one in Washington State. And I'm born and raised Washingtonian, so
born and raised Washingtonian. Who gives a fuck?
How is that a fucking recommendation?
Exactly.
You make me not want to go there. Vegas is the furthest west I ever want to go now.
I figured I'd call out for work for a once in a lifetime opportunity.
He called off work to go get a hamburger.
I want to dox this guy just so I can get his ass fired for skipping and going to the fucking In-N-Out grand opening, the
buddy,
goddamn idiot.
I will tell you this. If I'm taking the day off of work to do something that silly.
You're going to the casino.
I'm going to tell him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look.
Yeah, hey,
I'm
look.
Taking the day off to go to the fucking In-N-Out. Yeah. I'm going to wait overnight for a hamburger. And I'm going to tell him that to let them know. Two things.
Two.
The first one is so that they can understand that my time is mine to give and not theirs to take.
Right.
And the second reason I'm going to tell them is so they can have open contempt for me in the workplace. Because that's what you should get if you take the day off of work.
You know, we've
for
got
a hamburger.
We've got a form that we fill out like a PDF form when you want to take vacation time. And it's not a real structured thing. It's just, there's a lot of people in the office, so it helps, you know, helps my manager keep track of it and everything. But it, you know, you put your name and then it says reason.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I have the time.
Yeah. Right.
You don't need to know the reason I'm taking these days off. Right. Go fuck yourself.
My time is mine and not yours. Right. That's why I take it. Right.
Filled In-N-Out location has been a long-awaited opening. It's been about a year and a half since the restaurant chain got the ball rolling.
Drive-through or dine-in?
And as the parking lot filled with cars, the concern of congestion to get in never really materialized.
We put a lot of thought into making the best plan that we can, because the last thing we'd like to do is come in and interrupt everybody else's, you know, day.
I'm number one.
From the first in line to maybe the chain's biggest Washington State fan.
I'm a big fan. I believe in the company, the way that they do business.
Do you?
I believe in the way they put that dead cow on the fucking
that
griddle. And
frozen burger that comes out of the same box that it does at McDonald's.
I will not.
Wendy's.
Well.
Fucking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I love the food. And so, yeah, I wanted to indicate that.
100.
Just kinda,
I wanted to indicate that.
He had two-thirds of a thought and got it out. Not a great one, but he had it. And he was getting there.
But he just couldn't finish
no,
it.
No, I understand. Yeah, his wife says the same thing.
If not thousands showed up for opening day. And when the dining room was full.
I came here just for these fries, man. Amazing.
A tailgate in a dusty parking lot worked as a table.
It's honestly.
Ah, yes. A tailgate in a dusty parking lot, buddy.
It's just the best burger I've ever had.
It's impossible.
That's no.
It's impossible for you to say that.
I've been waiting for this day all my life.
In-N-Out, drawing in the crowds.
Really? That's the one? Not the birth of your children. Graduating high school, college, getting married. Marrying off your daughter. Nope. It's the In-N-Out burger. Sorry, honey, I can't make your wedding this weekend. The In-N-Out's opening up.
That'd be a choice, to be sure. That'd be a real thing.
Each with their own unique order.
I'm going to get three double doubles.
I usually like to have a double double with grilled onion and add mustard.
A cheeseburger?
Why can't kids fucking speak? You fucking buck-tooth idiot.
Because you shouldn't shove a microphone in front of a kid's face. Fuck these little idiots.
Yeah.
Don't need your fucking comment. Listen, we can't get a fucking adult comment out of a fucking adult. We don't need you. Go fuck yourself, toddler. Piece of shit.
Yeah,
seriously,
really?
We cannot get a fucking adult.
I heard you.
Rational sentence.
Oh no!
Out of his handler, we don't need the microphone shoved in his fucking grill.
Grill. Speaking of grill, how about a double double and some fucking doggy
how
style
about
fries?
You go fuck yourself. Some doggy style
or whatever the fuck they were talking about. Get fucked, stupid.
Like a double-double and the threesome fries, please.
Can I have a fucking double? I want two double-doubles and a thumb in my ass order of fries, please. Wait a minute. Do we have that? Yes, it's the hidden menu. We do have it.
I wonder how many defibrillators are hanging on the walls of this fucking place. I hope there's a few. And you know what? I hope they're not charged up when these idiots start fucking collapsing.
You about wore that cherry coke? yeah, no, I just, yes, I would like the fucking colon scraper fries and a, what? The what now?
I'd like a double-double animal style. You pull up to the drive-thru, some guy puts a shotgun at you, shoots at you, and then throws the meal at you.
I would like two double-doubles and some kidney wiper fries, please. What? Wait a minute, what does this mean?
And soda.
Soda. Shut up.
Shut up, you fucking burden.
I love that order.
Shut up, stupid.
Cheeseburger and soda.
We heard him.
Hey, that
shut
kid,
your mouth.
That kid's at a fast food joint. He's going to order a cheeseburger and a soda.
Yeah. Well, I got news for you. He's the last original thinker in this country. So I don't know what to tell you.
That's my go-to right there. Why
shut
not?
Up, stupid.
If you haven't come yet and you're thinking, do I want to? Do I not?
No.
No. Oh, I guess I should probably put this on
no,
too.
No, don't. Fucking don't. Hang yourself if you fucking... Epstein yourself if
Epstein
you fucking
yourself. There you go.
Feel the need to wait in line for an hour. I'm going to stand for an hour. I stood in line for 2 hours to meet Muhammad Ali. And that's the longest I ever stood in a line. And I'd do it again tomorrow. But he's dead. So you can't. But I shook his hand and I got a signed book.
You thought you were shaking his hand. He just stood there. Thank you so much, because I was really trying to get there, and you got me there, buddy. Boy, I'd like to shake your hand. He just stands there, and
he
you're like...
stands and...
You know?
He just stands and does the shaking for both of us.
Let's that Parkinson's do its fucking thing.
Well, champ, I would shake your hand, but you're doing the shaking for both of us.
You're doing a great job. Doing a great job. Bob and Weave. Oh, you already are.
Keep up the good work. Bob and Weave. Oh, shit.
Imagine him running into fucking Michael J. Fox. Jesus Christ. Geiger counters would be fucking measuring it.
Fucking... I just
put
shake.
Hey, we've got a disturbance there. At.
I just put shake mix in their hands and let them go to work. Both of you wobbly idiots hang on to this.
Both of you wobbly idiots.
Ooh, baby.
My ex-wife actually waited on him here in town one time.
Is that right?
Yeah. She, bro, I have his autograph somewhere.
I wish she'd a fucking Ken Norton disaster.
You have until... I have a big head. That doesn't work.
She's trying to put on the dumb paper hat.
Oh, Jesus.
But then they go back to the studio and they're trying to put on the big dumb paper hats.
Put your paper hat on.
Put your
french fries in.
Goddamn right.
Until 1 o'clock this morning. And they said, this doesn't, there we go. I don't know. And they said they're not sure when they're going to cut the line off because there's a lot of people here. And so if you get down here in line, they're probably going to let you in. Talk to you guys.
I got you. We'll let you in. We got you.
This episode could be called I Got You Too, Electric Boogaloo. But I did decide after being over here on Tuesday, I just got to drop a little weight finally. And I finally came to that conclusion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I got to get some weight off these... knees.
Yeah.
This right knee in particular is...
These knees collapse when I stand up.
This right knee, and I tell you what hurts the worst. I mean, well, this right knee and my left knee, and then this wee knee. Am I right, you guys?
Right knee. Is that the one you goose step with? Get it?
Yeah, well...
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That left knee just fucking complains about everything.
Everything. Oh, Sidney Sweeney. Huh? We got it. Jesus. Holy shit.
That's so stupid.
It might be the dumbest story of the year.
Yep. I mean, no saint, no person in their right fucking mind would listen to their argument and go, oh, you know what? You might be onto something. You're not. You're not onto fucking anything.
You watch a blonde girl. First of all, again, and I keep saying this, but her eyes are too far apart. They're 10 and 2, but like a lizard's 10 and 2. Like she's looking at two different directions, okay? But then, okay, and her face, I don't get it, but okay.
Yeah.
Right? I know people like her.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, from the neck down, the girl's a fucking phenom. She's amazing. So she's got a commercial where she's under a car and she closes the lid and she kind of stands up and hugs her little ass or grabs her little ass and walks her. I'm like, Well, this is $1 million fucking. I mean, whoever came up with this is a goddamn genius. But now, every third video I see on Twitter is women now, mad.
Lefties are mad because it's fucking eugenics. And eugenics. This is how Hitler started. You know, Jesus Christ.
Fucking eugenics.
Because genes, you know, genes.
No, I got it.
It's not eugenics. It's fucking uneducated if you think that blue genes are the same genes we talk about in your body, you idiot.
No, but they say in another commercial, well, I guess I have good genes, and now I have these genes. You know, like, don't. This is how you lose listeners, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't spend 6 decades telling me how it's a moral imperative to abort babies with Down syndrome, and then tell me how Sydney Sweeney wearing a pair of blue jeans is eugenics. I guess is my point on that.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. That's very silly to do that.
Fucking Lemon's going to be upset when I hear that part of the show. And then I'll be upset because that fucking idiot's going to be asking, what's a boy mean? Boy, if you only fucking knew, Lemon.
If only you weren't here for me to tell you. You fucking waterhead idiot.
Keep talking. Keep asking and you'll fucking find out.
All I'm saying is the eugenicists had some decent ideas. Now, hear me out. Here's the thing.
Now, hang on.
It's not all bad. Okay, I got Hitlery on the back half. I got it. I understand.
Hitlery.
You know, I got it.
Surprised Trump hasn't called her that yet. Hillary Clinton.
He had to have called her Hitlery.
Hillary had to
he
have.
He had to had have. Had to have. That's a layup.
That's
you really have
that's
to
fucking
take...
low-hanging fruit right there, baby.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me do a quick search for what's not going to get me kicked off the internet in England. Hang on one second. No. I just searched for Trump, Hillary Clinton. I can't believe we're the first people to come up with that.
I know.
Hillary. It's right out there.
Hillary.
God damn. I mean, if you were a lefty, though, so like bad enough for Trump to win, which is an impulse I understand, mm-hmm. right? But then he beat two women with his record with women. It's just, come on, man. What are we doing?
Can't beat a man.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they'll say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen it said. Yeah.
And then
Trump can't beat a man.
And then Harris comes out today. She's got a book coming out in September.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I feel sorry for the poor bastard who had to transcribe that fucking audio tape into a book and arrange it and edit it. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. I have to sit there and listen to it for an hour just to get one paragraph.
Because you know that dummy did not write that book.
Oh, fuck no.
I don't know how many books came out under Trump's name. I can tell you didn't write any fucking one of them. I can tell you that.
He didn't write it. The motherfucker can't read either. Jesus Christ.
They say that too about him, that he just is...
He just has no... He's just
an incurious guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, again, is no huge surprise to anybody. But
no.
I don't know how we got a fucking
Ooh, hang on. This is going to be a good one.
Just a cavalcade of blubbering idiots.
Boy, it has been.
Man.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to improve anytime soon.
No.
He's set the bar low, and very, very rarely do we raise it back up.
You want to hear any audio on these Sydney Sweeney?
Well, you got some dullards fucking arguing.
Eugenics Fest 2024. Five. What fuck year is this?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Who cares?
1944. I mean, yes, the lefties.
It's... Goose step into the oldies. That might be a title, too.
That could very well be a title.
Yeah.
Check the pulse. We begin with the backlash over a new ad campaign featuring actor Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the ads are for American Eagle, and the tagline is, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, in one ad, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress talks about genes as in DNA being passed down from her parents.
No.
So what? No, she does, but so what? There's like 8 ads.
Did you ever wear a pair of hand-me-down blue jeans before?
Yeah.
Jeans can get passed down.
Oh, it's, I see.
Quit fucking making shit up.
Apparently I was overthinking the
fucking lefty wacko. Boy, I don't think that's ever been uttered to you before, has it?
Since I was 17, anyway.
Lefty wacko. That could be a show title.
Maybe we got 3 of them now in the first 10 minutes or whatever.
Play on words is being compared to Nazi propaganda with racial undertones.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacism.
Hey, there is a, and I've probably said this on the show before, but there is a terrific American experience about eugenics.
And I
think that's still on YouTube for free.
Yeah.
If you want to seek that out, that's really solid piece of business.
Despite that backlash, American Eagle stock has been soaring.
Yeah, no shit. It's the lefties gave him a gift. Free advertising.
What a fucking... I sent Jeff that first commercial, too, where she's bent over the hood of whatever car that was.
Mustang. That's a nice car, too. That's an even nicer ass.
That's just it. She fucking cradles her own ass and walks over. And I'm like, well, this is a phenom, this commercial. This is...
But again, it's a jeans commercial. They're showing the jeans.
Right.
On a nice ass. You know, I mean... Yeah. Because this is, you know, this is you got to realize this is uncharted territory for the advertising
first time
conglomerates
ever,
in our world. First time they've ever tried to use sex and beautiful women to sell things.
No, I know. It's unprecedented.
It is.
No, I know. It's
usually it's fucking, you know.
Come on, Daddy. What you got? Come on now.
Put ugly mud fence fucking, you know,
gargoyles. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. She's not 420 pounds. And suing Uber for fucking canceling her ride. Sorry, it's not that. Her face is GoFundMe. I don't give a damn what anybody says. But from the neck down, that girl is, I'll say it again, a fucking phenom.
They make your butt look amazing.
Sydney Sweeney's new jeans campaign is sparking major backlash.
Jeans are past.
Oh, major backlash. Hey.
I'm sorry.
I have never seen anything she's done before. That she's acted in, I've not seen anything. But there's a trailer for a movie coming out called Americana that she's in that looks pretty fucking funny.
Boy, you ain't lying. She is looking out.
Buddy, she's fucking...
Left and right.
She's got space alien eyes. If you went to the rural South and you took descriptions of aliens and sketched them out, that's the eyeset you get.
She's not looking northeast.
No.
She's looking east-west, baby.
I've been talking about it all season, about how young girls, their eyes are too far apart.
Oh, my.
Angel Reese is looking at 2 different states when she looks at you. You can't tell me.
I see Ohio, and I see Illinois. Oh, you must be in Indiana.
No, you must be in Indiana.
Facing north.
Look, you can't have an eye set like that. From the chin up, she looks like an alien, I told you.
You ain't lying. You are absolutely correct. I mean, right there, look. Now it's Cliff Burton. Look at that. That is a Cliff Burton fucking part if I have ever seen one. Right there. You cover it up. You're covering up. And that's a 1985 picture of Cliff Burton.
Why is she not drumming for Faith No More 1989?
I'm telling you. Look at that, man. Look at that. 85 Metallica, 2025 Sydney Sweeney.
Buddy, from the neck up, she's a genetic disaster. From the neck down, Oh, look at that. Oh. You can find pictures of her topless, too. She's been topless in a lot of things. And if you like big, dumb hangers, they are the bee's knees, buddy. They're a really, really solid piece of business. But
it looked like it.
Tell me.
I say the downs nicked her a little bit, too.
You know, I could fell out of the downs tree and hit one branch on the way down.
Just one. Just one.
Down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color.
Your fucking voice bugs me too.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's, yeah.
She sounds like a space alien would sound. I want to do a DNA test on. I want to prove she has human DNA in her blood. It's not green, first of all.
My jeans are blue.
The campaign has a clever slogan. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. That's jeans.
Boy, they're getting worse. It's like an approaching thunderstorm. It's getting louder.
I've seen a poltergeist where they count the seconds between the thunder and the lightning.
It's with a J.
One more fucking shit like that, that clown in the corner is going to attack you. Remember that? Oh, that scared the fuck out of me watching that movie, man.
You know what? I got to tell you, Poltergeist holds up.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Dude, that movie scared the shit out of me as a kid, man.
It's great.
But many believe the implication is that Sydney Sweeney's genes with a G are superior.
My body's composition is...
We're looking at her.
Yeah.
We're looking at her.
It's there's no argument there. Okay?
Yeah. I don't think if her genes were superior, she'd have a face like she was an extra in, she'd have a face like she was an extra in E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
She's E.T. stand-in.
Own home. We got it, Sydney.
Yeah, we got it. Jesus. Elliot. American Eagle jeans.
Fuck. Buddy, you cannot fucking...
Well, you're right. She is a genetic mess.
I'm telling you.
From the fucking neck
I'm
up.
I'm telling you.
Wow. I had never looked at her this close before. My God.
You can't have eyes this far apart. Anya Taylor-Joy, Sydney Sweeney, Angel Reese. It can't be this. There's way too many young girls now who their eyes are a fucking distant memory of each other.
Her eyes have to take the crosstown bus just to see in stereo.
Distant memory. Ooh, I got 8 show titles in this first fucking 25 minutes. God bless it.
Her fucking tits are closer together than her eyeballs are.
I mean, those things are top shelf. Find a topless picture of her. They're amazing.
Determined by my genes. Hey. Eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney's new ad is deeply, deeply unsettling to me.
It's a problem when white people try to say that the superior gene is blonde hair and blue eyes.
But others are saying it's much ado about nothing.
I'm not going to stop you.
While the fun police have found something...
Well, the fun police!
Hi, I'm Detective Mel Sharples of the fun police.
The fun police!
The gene division.
G-E-N-E. But it's inexcusable how far apart those eyes are. That's fake,
not
obviously.
Real.
I'm not going to stop you.
While the fun police have found something...
The fun police!
Well, the fun police...
...else to be angry about.
What I thought that meant was, well, she was wearing some great jeans. I guess I'm really naive.
So, will the controversy help or hurt American Eagle?
Yeah, their stock is way up, and they're selling out of these jeans around the country, too, so...
Yeah, so, yeah. Again, they gave them a gift.
Yeah. If you can't fit into a pair of what she's wearing, I don't want you complaining about it. Shut your face. Beat it. Did you watch it?
I told you that I would, and then... Before I got through it, I told you that I would speak to you for this show, and that I'm never speaking to you again for making me fucking watch that abomination of a fucking goddamn movie. So enjoy this next hour, because that's it. The show ends because you made me watch War of the Worlds.
I didn't make you watch anything.
Yeah, you fucking did. You gonna watch full record? Okay.
I don't think.
What a fucking chunk of shit. And I know for a fact I have never gotten up and walked out of a movie.
I haven't either. I'd be close, but I haven't actually.
I've never gotten up and walked out of a movie. And I know some people that have. You know, if they don't like it, they get them go. And I guess I figure I paid for it. I'm sitting here and watch a fucking thing. I probably would have gotten up and walked out of that.
Yeah.
And gone and seen what else was playing at the, at the other one's next door.
I got to tell you, I was sitting on the couch. I went to two movies on Saturday. Two movies on Saturday, and on Sunday, in the early afternoon, I started watching War of the Worlds.
I'm sorry.
On Amazon. 20 minutes in, 15, 20 minutes in, I'm laughing. I'm in hysterics because there's a scene where when the meteors start falling in D.C.
Oh, spoiler alerts.
Oh, yeah.
just in case.
Fair enough. But 15, 20 minutes in, they start falling in D.C. And suddenly, for the first time in the movie, heretofore unseen, Ice Cube's holding a Starbucks. So you can see the logo. So you know it's a Starbucks cup.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
a lot of product placement in this
and
one.
And he spills it. So to bring home, he's really... And I paused it. I was in hysterics. I was laughing so goddamn hard. And I texted Jeff and I go, you got to watch this before. Well, what I didn't anticipate was about the last 20, 30 minutes, it turns.
Oh, does it fucking turn?
Oh, now it's bad.
That's when things took a turn.
Now it's bad stem to stern.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. The graphics might save it. Because 1977 Star Wars had better fucking special effects than this chunk of shit. And Amazon's a fucking $1 trillion company. You can afford LucasArts.
And that was when I turned from being, well, this is comedically bad, but it's harmless, to at the very end of the movie, the Amazon driver saves the day with his state-of-the-art Amazon delivery drone that he flies into this building to get to the
deliver the
very
thumb drive
important
to Cube.
Thumb drive to Ice Cube.
How do you like it that he had to go on Amazon and order the goddamn fucking thumb drive to get it to activate? What the fuck? Are you serious? Can we get more product placement, Amazon, please?
Well, the important thing is to order. That's the important
thing. That's the important thing.
And that was when my mood completely turned. After that, I was never offended. What?
Did that give you pause?
What little respect I had left for capitalism. Right out the fucking window. My goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Wow,
that
man.
Movie could turn you over to the fucking red side, couldn't it?
fucking vote for Harris in 4 years.
Yeah, fucking, you know what? Lennon wasn't so bad, was he?
Yeah, nah, he's all right.
You know?
Yeah. Das Kapital? Got it. Public executions? No problem. Famine? Great. First of all, an unmarried black girl getting knocked up by a white boy. Now, an unmarried black girl with a career. Not a waitress at fucking Hooters.
No, she's...
Or IHOP. She's got a career.
Biochemist
girl,
or something.
Whatever
or something
the fuck
like
she
that,
was.
Yeah.
She's got a career, and she gets knocked up by a white Amazon delivery driver.
Amazon driver.
And it's a good thing the aliens began to land after I learned that, because that's pure fantasy. It's the purest possible fucking fantasy.
It was science fiction before the fucking aliens entered the picture.
Exactly. I mean, Wow.
Yeah, amazing how that whole family came together instantly, you know?
Yeah, and then Cube waits till the third act to unfucking modulate the voice of the main bad guy, only to find out. And I'm like, what? You've been chasing this guy for what? How long? And you just now thought of this? What a fucking jabron.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm telling you, folks, is it's got some plot holes.
Watching that movie makes your teeth hurt.
Buddy, I was exhausted when it was over. God. And angry.
Exhausted, angry?
I was so mad.
How many people have watched that and punched the fucking Amazon driver the next time they got a delivery? Fuck you and your movie. Please tell me that Ice Cube is getting drug over the coals for this.
Oh, yeah, he's getting killed.
Good. He should. Jesus. Did he lose a bet or something?
Hey, man, you gotta pay that mortgage, man.
What happened to all this fuck the police money? Oh, Jerry Haller got that. That's right. Sorry.
That's exactly what happened. And plus, he got a mansion, you know. And mm-hmm. Now, this will all be worth it if I can go on Amazon right now and buy War of the Worlds branded thumb drives.
Oh, and I love how when he was flying the drone, they just so easily hacked into the fucking military drones and, you know, were his wingmen while he was flying through the fucking aliens' tentacles.
And at least the black girl goes, hang on, I'm doing this for the first time. But then 3 seconds later has it completely mastered.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not a single mistake is made in that entire. And if I had to hear Ice Cube say, I got you.
I got you. I got you.
One more fucking time.
Yo, I got you.
I heard you, Cube.
Yo, I got you.
I got it. I heard you. It fucking stinks.
It's so bad.
But here's the good news for the three of you who enjoy this show still. We are going to video store War of the Worlds for the end of the year.
Oh, boy.
So.
Having some fun tonight with that one.
I mean, it was.
You know, it will be fun to sit here and watch it with you.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a riot.
I got to say, you know, and I'm sure, you know, look, when you say worst movie ever made, you know, like you're excluding a lot of student art films and you know, in early 60s, you know, beat poetry, French, you know what I mean? Like you're snapping your fingers to the, you know. But I will say
talking about The Hippies?
The Hippies. It is one of the worst, I'll say, you know, in quotes, big name movies.
Yeah.
It is extraordinarily bad.
I wonder why they didn't release this in theaters. Direct to video.
Wow.
Direct to streaming.
Jeff goes, I can't believe I'm watching this piece of shit. I go, how much time do you have left? He goes, 57 fucking minutes.
57 minutes. Jesus. 57 god-awful minutes, man.
It was excruciating. No, it was. But through the first two-thirds of it, I'm laughing. Because it's just, you know, it's comedically bad. But boy, that third act.
It gets silly.
I got angry. I don't have that reaction to movies. I don't. I can think of one other movie where I had that reaction before.
Did Cube die at the end?
No.
Oh, so there's. Oh, we got a part two coming then. Oh, fucking thank Christ. H.G. Wells is so happy. Trixie asked me. She goes, so what made it War of the Worlds? I said, the aliens.
That's it.
The only thing that made it. Those aliens look similar to how they described them in the book.
And what made it War of the Worlds is a virus still kills them in the end.
Yeah, right.
That's the only. I don't read much fiction because I'm not a teenage girl, middle-aged woman, but H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds I've read.
Yeah.
And that is exceptionally well-written. Mm-hmm. It was really something.
Yeah, it's a good book.
But I'm glad we saw it and we could talk about it
together. It took her all of, 5 minutes to figure out the little nanorobots after she got, you know, five minutes tops. You know, fucking geniuses, all of them.
Well, how did the white baby daddy go from the dumbest white jerk off you've ever
Boy,
met?
Boy, he was too, man.
To a fucking, he says, why don't you just cross engineer this and that? He's like, oh, what a great idea that is, white boy. What the fuck? What? How was he Jamoke 3 minutes ago?
Thanks, Shaggy.
Now he's got a 147 IQ all of a sudden? God damn it. I can't fucking take it. What a bad film.
Oh, that's so rotten. It's just terrible. Like I said, I can't do any better writing a screenplay, but that's some fucking hot
Jeff,
garbage.
We could.
Yeah, we probably could.
I got an idea for a Superman movie set in the 40s. I've had it for 15 years, this idea.
I'd set it in 38.
38?
Yeah.
No, that's got to be in the 40s. I'll tell you why when the show's over. But.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, it's. I mean, it can't be as bad as this. Someone wrote that. Someone penned that piece
Somebody
of shit.
Fucking typed that shit out.
Yeah.
That's probably AI generated.
You know what? That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Man, anyways, thanks for joining us. It's TGO Radio. Let me think we got that out of our system
yeah,
for the
no
most
shit.
Part.
Shit, Jesus.
I saw that on Sunday. Saturday I saw Nobody 2.
Said that was fun.
It's a blast. It's 90 minutes. You're in and you're out. It's not asking you to think about the world and your place in it. It's not asking you to think about things better than yourself. It's bad guys getting beat up by the good guys for 90 minutes. And it's
kind of what movies are supposed to be.
It's glorious. It is just senseless, impossible violence. It's the best. It's so good, man. I had a blast in it. And then I saw Americana, which was okay. Sydney Sweeney is a marginally better actress than I would have guessed she was. Because she plays somebody with a stutter in this movie, and you really, if you're going to do that, you got to be patient as an actor.
Yeah.
And she really is. So she's better than I would have guessed.
Okay.
But the movie was just okay. It tries to do a bit too much in the end, but.
Gotcha.
But it was okay. And this weekend, I'm trying to go see Honey Don't, but apparently it's not going to be at any theater near me. The Margaret Qualley, Ethan Coen directed Aubrey Plaza lesbian cop drama comedy thing, whatever.
Gotcha. I got you.
We have to call the show I Got You,
I
right? We
got
to go this episode. I got
yes.
you.
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
I got you, exclamation mark.
I got you.
I got you. All right, Cube.
We got it.
We got it.
God, shut the fuck up.
We got it that you got me. We got it. This fucking imbecile. And quit telling me that Microsoft is going to do all the stuff he does in this without crashing or locking up. He's
right.
He's running fucking four different kinds of apps, and he's got Teams going and fucking.
Got fucking password cracking software running
and
shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's got multiple fucking live feeds or camera feeds going. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I've never
yeah.
had a Microsoft computer that can run a fucking game on one side and listen to a fucking MP3 on the other. Fucking locks it up every goddamn time.
Every
since
time.
Windows 95.
And that was the first time I went, come on.
Yeah.
And then he gets
locked out. He gets locked out. His kid gets him back in. And
yeah.
I don't know what, 8 seconds?
8 seconds.
Jesus, he's a, back into
he's
the
a
NSA.
Genius.
How convenient. The convenience of fucking things in that movie was. Look, I understand you writers are taking some liberties, but my fucking God.
You got to suspend disbelief. I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
I got you.
Got you.
Wow. Not even I. And I'm a wrestling fan.
Yeah, right.
Not even I can suspend disbelief that much.
Fucking wrestling fans watch this going, this is some bullshit.
This is garbage. Boy, was it bad. But later on in the year, two episodes come out in the same day. We're going to video store War of the Worlds. Whoa.
Hey.
Hey.
Ho, 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 ho. let's do this.
I'm listening.
Let's get a fucking bottle of whiskey and take shots every time he says, I got you.
Oh, just, I got to drive home. What are you talking about? Shit.
I got you. Fuck. God damn it.
God damn it.
Shit.
Wow.
Unusual call for law enforcement in Bangor today. A man got onto the...
Bangor?
She's from Maine, Senator. Bangor. Era I intend to. With great vigor.
Roof of a home and yes. refused to Roof. Come down. He eventually came down peacefully after nearly 8 hours in the hot sun. Melissa Thurlow and photojournalist Mark Redeker show us how it all unfolded.
Residents of a home on 14th Street in Bangor received quite a wake-up call Wednesday morning. They were awoken around 4 a.m. to find this man, 39-year-old Stephen Nason, had used a ladder to climb onto the metal roof of their home and refused to come down.
That's like a very methy situation to me.
Go up on the roof, do my best thinking.
The homeowners tell us they have never seen this man before. When they called up to him and asked him what he was doing, he said he was trying to retrieve drugs out of the chimney.
Well, valid. Okay. Yeah.
Santa Claus left me some drugs in the chimney, man.
Yeah. Drugs in the chimney. It's a crackhead treasure map. By the way, Hunter Biden popping up on these fucking podcasts all of a sudden
yeah.
is the crackhead event of the summer. This guy is losing his fucking mind. It is glorious. You see the clip of him describing how great crack is the
no.
other day? Oh, my God. It is, buddy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Most prolific bender was during the Trump era. Between 2016 and 2020, which I think is important to clarify, is not when your father was in the White House.
Exactly. 100% not. There's this conflation that people have. I mean, you know, I think they're opening up an investigation to cocaine that was found in a cubby outside the West Wing of the White House.
I think it was Don Jr.?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about old White House?
Yeah, when my dad was there.
Oh, so they just got to blame you automatically.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally going to do
you were the one that was doing all the coke.
Fucking crackhead.
I mean, you know.
Another congressional investigation because they've convinced themselves.
I don't know.
It had
why you guys
made.
Blame me every time you see a little powder around here.
He sucks a lot.
Jesus.
Hunter Biden does. God damn it.
That there was a little tiny. I guess my point of even bringing it up is that, no. I have been clean and sober since June.
This year.
Yeah.
Hunter, no, you haven't, buddy.
I've been clean
no,
and sober.
No, you haven't. No,
I've
you
been
haven't.
Clean and sober since Tuesday.
Yes. Day one sober.
Got my day one
I got
chip
my day
an hour
one chip.
Ago.
Yeah. And I'm fiending.
Just came from the meeting.
And I'm fiending. Are you holding? Come on, what are we doing?
2019, and I have not touched a drop of alcohol or a drug, and I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of that.
Poor
and
shit.
I don't
Lion's sack of shit.
I don't believe
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't
Hunter.
Either. Nope.
I don't believe you.
Just don't believe you.
Why would you bring cocaine to the White House?
Why would I bring cocaine?
Oh, because from what I hear, cocaine is awesome.
Cocaine to the White House, sticking into a cubby outside the Situation Room in the West Wing when I wasn't there. Anyway,
so you know how some people have like a bowl of candy or something on the coffee table?
Oh,
we just have a bowl
candy,
of cocaine
right.
outside yeah. the Situation Room to yeah. just take the edge off these, you know, situations that we have to talk about in the room.
Well, when his stuff first started breaking a few years back, a former editor of mine and I were passing videos back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
And one of them, he's getting foot jerked by some girl and smoking crack by a girl who looks suspiciously Epstein age, you know, kind of a situation. And I'm like, well, I mean, this guy. And he's a true narcissist in the fact that he sets up the camera and won't focus on any video you see of him getting blown or fucking a girl or whatever. He And yeah, I've seen a handful of them. I can make this fucking assessment. Every video, he sets up the camera, but it's, you know, like every other guy in the world fucking puts it on his, you know, so he can watch the girl work or whatever. Not Hunter, man. This fucker's got his own agenda. His face is in everything he fucking does. He's a true narcissist. And a crackhead on top of it is probably not the way you want to go, but...
I'm sure the prosecution appreciates that when you get your full face in front of every illegal video you're making.
I'll never charge him for that.
Who the fuck knows?
He got pardoned anyways. Yeah, so, right. You know.
Bring cocaine to the White House, stick it into a cubby outside the Situation Room in the West Wing when I wasn't there. Anyway, who the fuck knows?
And politicians, I mean, they do blow, right?
I testified before the House Oversight, Judiciary, and Ways and Means Committee. It was a whole big family shindig on the Republican side. All of them showed up, from Marjorie Taylor Greene to Lauren Boebert to Matt Gaetz to, you know, they're all...
It's the worst threesome I've ever heard of. Oh, my God. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a true low-level ignorant. I mean, she's an ignoramus.
Oh, yeah.
And a low-level sociopath is what I was trying to say. But if you got her on one side and Lauren Boebert on the other, maybe you kind of fuck those two mouths together, like on either side of your cock. Like maybe you take that chance. I mean, we've established we're both taking a shot at Lauren Boebert, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Five or six pumps in one mouth, five or six pumps in the other, and you grab both of their dumb heads.
I'd be afraid of those horse teeth on Marjorie Taylor Greene. Jesus Christ.
Fucking gnaw your ball bag to a fairly well.
To a...
I'll sit in there. Now, none of them had the guts, except for a couple at the very end, to ask me any questions. At one point in the 7 hours that I was being deposed, in which, by the way, I demanded that they do it in public, and they refused, and the reason is because they're fucking morons. Matt Gaetz, of all people, was giving me shit about my drug use. I said, really?
Really, Matt?
All the people...
I don't know that Matt Gaetz is the guy to...
His table.
You're going to talk to me about my addiction, my alcoholism?
Didn't Matt Gaetz pay for pussy, too?
Oh, yeah. Underage pussy.
Is that what it was, really?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
He got off on that, too.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. They all do. It's all a big fucking circus out there, man.
Jeff, if it wasn't so good, it wouldn't be illegal, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
And I said,
Wall Street Journal has a story today that says Trump knew he was on the Epstein list in May.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah.
It's... How did he not know he wasn't on the list? He's got pictures with that fucking guy.
Yeah, well.
Jesus Christ, what a circus, man.
And how many of you have had your own experience with alcoholism and addiction? Because I knew at least four or five people.
Hunter is about 18 months away from very bad hair plugs, and it's coming.
In that room on the Republican side that were in recovery.
It sounds just like his fucking mentally deficient father,
yeah,
too.
He does.
Sounds
just like him.
And I knew of three that have been accused credibly of being drug users. And I knew that every single one of them had somebody that...
I don't think drug use by itself is the issue, Hunter, with you. I think the issue is the underage prosties, the foot jerk, the, you know, there's a great video of him weighing out crack. Like, have a crack on a scale and fighting with the girl about the weight and everything else under the camera being positioned. It is hilarious. God damn.
You said weighing out. When you said he was weighing out crack, was he fucking fat chicks or something?
No. These girls were all, you know, like if you didn't know they were crack whores, they were, you know.
That was absolutely facing a serious drug problem.
I think there might be a lack of understanding there because they think that cocaine is fundamentally different from crack cocaine.
Well, here's the professor to,
here's
the professor to break it down for you.
Here's where he takes you to school, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah, buddy.
I don't know what they know. Do you know what I mean?
Like, well, because they think cocaine, Scarface, very cool. Yeah. Crack cocaine, they think The Wire.
Oh, in that sense? Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You know, like, absolutely. They don't know how similar the chemical compounds are.
Well, the only difference between crack cocaine and cocaine is sodium bicarbonate and water and heat, literally.
That's it. And those things are...
I think he's going to take you to an oven here in a minute and show you how to fucking cook.
Pretty much free if you go to, like, a science store.
This is free. You can go to a your neighborhood convenience store.
He is fiending. Oh, man, yeah. Does he want to hit now. Oh, he is. God damn.
Every second he talks about it, man, you can see the drool. You know, like a dog when you're sitting there eating something, man. And that drool just starts showing up off the side of their face because they want one of those potato chips so fucking bad.
Oh,
he wants a fucking bump like you would not believe.
It's good. Anyway, I don't want to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but it literally is a mini jar.
Listen, I don't want to tell you now because you can buy my Hunter Biden crack cocaine cookbook for $49.99.
Oh, Jeff, if we don't have a hair on our asses, if we don't make the Biden family crack cocaine cookbook.
Crookbook?
That's right. Very tired, by the way.
Cocaine and baking soda.
How different is the experience?
Oh, it's vastly, vastly different. And like for real, I feel really reluctant to kind of have some euphoric discussion. I know you're not asking me to do that, yeah. But have some.
I'm going to tell you for the next 3 minutes
because I really, really,
I'm really
fiended.
I miss crack. I don't miss Bo the way I miss crack.
Oh my God, Bo who? Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a good joke. I don't miss Bo as much as I miss crack.
There's a joke I didn't think I was going to make today.
Wow.
Did you guys script your stuff? No, we really don't.
Nope.
Because that is a joke.
Man.
I did not think was going to come out of my mouth today.
Fuck, that was good.
It's the follow-up book to Promise Me Dad is called Promise Me Hunter. You're going to smoke as much crack as you can. Get foot jerked by your niece, allegedly.
For a discussion about crack cocaine.
I think this might be kind of the opposite here.
Okay, no, it's the exact opposite. I'm saying I don't want to have the experience of some euphoric recall. That's how powerful.
But it's so good. You have no idea how good it is. Fuck a 14-year-old as a grown man? That's how good it is. Oh, wait. Hang on.
Crack cocaine is. Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it?
No.
Bullshit.
I got a story here about a guy that's up on a roof looking for fucking drugs in someone's chimney. I politely fucking disagree with you there, Hunter.
Safer than alcohol? Probably.
People safer than what? Alcohol?
Buddy, listen. Buddy. Listen, I've been drinking since I was about 16, okay? And I can tell you, I've had some nights in my life. But I've never been on the roof looking for a fucking bottle of beer in the chimney or the fucking toilet vent or the fucking eaves. Nothing.
Safer than alcohol, says
no,
our
buddy. It's not. No, I disagree.
I think those very expensive replacement teeth beg to differ. Holy shit.
Think of crack as being dirty. It's the exact opposite. When you make crack, what you're doing is you're burning off all the impurities so that it can bind with the sodium bicarbonate, which makes it smokable. That's all. You know, all of these actors and, you know, people in the past that talked about they had a problem with cocaine and freebasing. They were smoking crack.
So straw on the stove is the same thing.
Not exactly, but close to it.
There's a subtle difference.
I swear to you.
If you buy my Hunter Biden crack cocaine cookbook.
$29.95, it's all in here. Want to add some mint? I'll show you how.
Brand new from Snowblind Publishing.
Yes.
It's a little bit different. But anyway, my point about it, your point about it, which I think is true, is that there's a thing about crack that is really insidious.
That's so good, Joe Rogan.
And what it is that any time... I think one of the reasons that they believe that smoking cigarettes is so addictive is because it combines three really important things. It's habit forming, there is an oral fixation and there is a ritual combined with it. And so the idea of hand to mouth is a habit and a fixation that we learn very early, even as children.
Shut your mouth, dummy. You're a fucking crackhead.
He has no idea that he is just fucking puking his words out right now, does he? He has no fucking clue.
Verbal diarrhea. Shut your face.
With a pacifier, with a spoon, with your thumb, to even to breastfeeding. Okay, so that, really. So I don't want to get into the psychology of it because I'm no expert. But
no, well.
Fucking sounds like it to me.
I don't know, buddy. He's fucking 12 months away from a class at Harvard on this. Fucking crack 101. That may be your show title.
Actually. Crack 101.
Crack 101, yeah.
I do know this, is that you combine with that ignition, combustion, and then you combine the ritual. You have your cigarette in the morning. You have a cigarette when you get out of the car.
He says cigarette. You know, cigarette.
Get up and hit that pipe at 8 a.m. Now you can start your day.
Fuck yeah. A cup of coffee and a fucking hit on the old crack pipe, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
man, that's fucking living.
Have your cigarette.
It's easy living.
Easy living.
Coffee.
Well, that's a great song.
Fuck yeah, it is, man.
Oh,
crack is that on steroids. It's over and over. There's ritual to it. There's a ritualized part of it. The combination of all of those addictive behaviors together becomes like really powerful.
And I miss it so much.
And I so badly want it back.
Ah, Uriah Heep on TGO Radio, everybody.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy living.
It's called crack smoking.
This is a place I've never seen before. And I'll be
called a crack house.
I mean,
oh. Oh,
man. I can't name another song by this fucking band. And you know what? You don't need to.
Space Truckin'.
No.
I like.
This is Uriah Heep.
Oh, this is. Oh, that was Deep Purple.
You're
God
thinking of Deep
damn
Purple.
Damn it. Yep, you're right.
But Space Truckin', the album you need there is Machine Head.
Yeah.
Because that's
yeah.
got everything you need. By, I mean, that's got. Space Truckin', Highway Star.
Highway Star.
Smoke on the Water.
Yep, that's a
God
fucking.
Damn it, buddy. Yep. Woo!
Yeah, what else did? What else am I going to know about Uriah Heep?
Nothing.
No, seriously, come on. There's got to be something else.
No, I'm convinced of it. Oh, come on. This is a thing I've never known before.
It's called crack smoking. Smoking in places I've never smoked before. Discography. Jesus Christ.
Hello? Yeah, but this song is what, 71 or whatever? 72.
Look at the studio albums.
Yeah, that's a lot of them. Gee whiz.
A lot of garbage in there, a lot of throwaways.
Funny. A lot, yeah.
Come on.
Jeff, let's cover this. God damn it. Come on. I'm convinced they didn't have another hit. Name it. But you don't need another hit. When you got a song that good, you don't fucking need one.
What album? This is not on...
Demons and Wizards, 1972.
72, Demons and Wizards. Okay. Yeah.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called crack cocaine.
Oh, crack cooking. This is my book I'm going to release today. It's called Crack Cooking. Crack cooking. I take Visa and MasterCard. Got PayPal, Venmo, Cash App.
Sodium bicarbonate. All right, Hunter, we got it.
Jesus. sodium bicarbonate. You mix that with the water. You know what, though? If we're going to redo it with those lyrics, we're going to have to speed it up about five times as fast.
This is a thing I've never done before. Yeah. It's called crack cocaine.
Because you know how that goes. It's going a million miles an hour, but you think you're driving five.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hunter. Probably our next president.
Yeah, you know, well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
It's kind of like Dorfman in Animal House. They got to let him in. He's a legacy.
Excuse me. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for the coughing.
Lord, I apologize.